Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Merry Christmas. Next week is the solstice, the longest night of the year in the middle of a clear, cold winter in Humboldt County. It's a great time to hunker down, put aside our differences, and count our blessings. Simple things like a warm house, good food, and the support of friends and family. It's also the season of giving to help those who do not have even those simple things. For most of us, we revel in the festive decorations, but the festive atmosphere can have the opposite effect on people who've experienced loss, grief, or life-changing personal problems. In fact, people say they sometimes feel worse, thinking they should be happy or at least act happy when they feel the exact opposite inside. If this doesn't make sense to you, talk to anyone associated with hospice or counseling or homeless services or drug and alcohol treatment. They will attest that it is not the most wonderful time of the year for everybody. I recently talked about the season with Arlette Large. She's the executive director of Humboldt Recovery Center, or HRC as people like to call it. HRC is the longest-standing addiction treatment program in Humboldt County, around since the early 70s. Arlette is a former student of mine from addiction studies at College of the Redwoods. She's very proud of the 64-bed facility. She said, "Getting clean and sober any time of year is hard, but the guilt and shame around family and community impacts them more so throughout the holiday season." HRC hosts holiday meals for the residents and their families, and donations to the facility are always welcome. Dr. Jacqueline Gunn wrote an article titled "Coping with Grief and Loss During the Holidays." She said firsts are especially difficult. The first time at Thanksgiving without a spouse, the first holiday away from the family, or first in a treatment program. Dr. Gunn said people may need to consider breaking some annual traditions in order to feel better. This is interesting since I think many of us believe we need to force people to maintain those traditions. Gunn also writes it's better to ask someone what they need rather than tell them what would be good for them. The Mayo Clinic published some tips to deal with holiday stress and depression. Acknowledge your feelings. Reach out. Be realistic. Set aside differences. Stick to a budget. And learn to say no. Give yourself the gift of not participating in every single activity. None of this may apply to you, and that's something to be grateful for. Spread that joy by making a donation to some place like Humboldt Recovery Center. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.